in hour number three of the program, and you can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you is Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go into a story about corruption. And it's not that hard to find corruption in America. It's all over the place. But what's so special about this story, Sam?
Well, this one's in Texas, and actually from my hometown of Dallas. It's Justice of the Peace Thomas Jones, accused of running a Dallas court by his own rules, something I have a little bit of experience with.
So is this coming from the Dallas paper, newspaper?
From the Dallas Morning News, yes. In Justice of the Peace, Thomas Jones' busy and chaotic South Dallas court, numerous people were on the receiving end of unjustified arrest warrants, court rulings, and fines because of clerical mistakes and the judge's decision, according to a civil action filed against the judge by state judicial regulators.
Sounds like business as usual.
That's what I was thinking. Jones, now this is South Dallas. This is the poor part of town. Minority, black, and Hispanic neighborhoods. This is where the gangs are and so forth.
This is where you can get away with anything you want as
probably,
official.
Yeah, I was going to say, I imagine that in a neighborhood like that, courts are very, very busy.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you are in an upscale neighborhood, probably not as much.
Not as much as in Highland Park, certainly. So Jones, 65, whose questionable methods have already resulted in three state sanctions, now faces another discipline attempt by the state commission on judicial conduct. Yeah, so they're just trying to punish him. I guess the first three times didn't work. And, it, you know, this is how it would go if, like, you're a manager at Target or something and you had an employee acting up. You'd have to go to the CEO of the company to get them fired or whatever. Here's what they're doing. A civil trial will be held in Dallas later this year, after which the commission will either dismiss the case, issue a public censure against Jones. I guess that's...
That's where they say, you've been a naughty boy.
Hold out your hand. Smack.
Yeah.
Okay. Or they will go ask the Supreme Court to remove him from office.
Mm.
Jones said previously that the complaints were made because of frustration over long lines in his court. That's all he's doing wrong. He's just got long lines. The 12 complaints against Jones, including one by another justice of the peace, paint a picture of indifference, incompetence, misconduct, and mismanagement in his court. The accusations suggest Jones prefers to run his court according to his own rules with serious consequences like arrest for those who question him.
Oh, boy, that sounds familiar.
Ever had anything like that happen, Ian?
Yeah.
Defendants were refused jury trials. Hearings weren't set. Parties weren't notified of hearings or trials.
Nice.
And one woman wasn't allowed to present evidence at her trial. I think I've come across
that. Yeah,
that
feels like.
According to the state report obtained Thursday by the Dallas Morning News. Not even justices of the peace from different counties could get anywhere when they tried to intervene to get improper arrest warrants cleared, the report said. In these cases, Jones refused to drop warrants against men who had already pleaded guilty in other judges' courts and paid their fines, the report said.
He refused to drop warrants against men who'd already paid fines?
Yeah, it's going to go into detail in this example.
Okay.
The commission alleges in its report...
So arrest him anyway.
Apparently, or you know, we're not going to bother doing the paperwork to get the arrest warrant canceled against this guy because, hey, it's just no skin off my back if
wow.
he gets arrested and thrown
right,
in a
yeah.
cage.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like the worst that's going to happen to him here is he'll be booted off the bench and there will be no real consequences beyond that.
Exactly.
If that even happens.
That's because citizens don't know how to go after these guys with criminal charges. This is the difference. This is how the system handles it. When you break the law, it's criminal charges and you're facing jail or fines or whatever.
Yeah, it was a criminal charge over the couch in the lawn.
Yeah. When they break the law, they get public censure.
Ooh.
Better not do that again.
I guess he's not going to spend any time in jail.
Nope, it's not even on the table.
The commission alleges in its report that Jones' actions violated the Texas Constitution, state statutes, and numerous judicial canons, which are rules governing judicial conduct.
Mm-hmm.
Jones' court is the busiest JP precinct in the state, where long lines to pay traffic tickets and file legal papers are common. That's pretty common in just about any court because, you know, they don't have any incentive to provide customer service or to add the right people. A narrow majority of Dallas County commissioners voted in February to hire Richmond to represent Jones before the commission for $250 an hour. Normally, the district attorney's civil division would represent Jones, but he asked for a private lawyer. The county so far, county, i.e. taxpayers, so far have paid Richmond $3,438 in voice records show.
Hold on, I'm confused about the names here. Who got hired to do what?
So Jones is this justice of the peace who has
the corrupt guy.
Complaints, the corrupt right. guy. He's going before the commission. Now, normally, the prosecutor's office would send somebody over to represent him.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no, I don't want the state-approved attorney, just like, you know, if you couldn't afford attorney, one would be appointed for
yeah.
you. He doesn't want that guy. He wants a private attorney.
But the state pays for the private attorney?
Yeah, it's not coming out of his pocket.
So he's bringing one of his buddies in to be his attorney.
At $250 an hour.
And he doesn't have to pay.
He's not paying for it.
No, the taxpayers are.
The taxpayers
who he's abused. So it's
yes.
you know, it's coming out of the money from his victims, so
wow.
I guess it's okay.
So that's one of the privileges of being a judge in that case, is that if you need representation, the taxpayers pay for it.
I guess. In
Amazing.
This case, they have. Jones became the Oak Cliff Precinct's first black justice of the peace when he was elected in 1990. 28, 29 years on
mm-hmm.
the bench?
How long has this been going on for?
And he's black. This is not a racial thing. This is a
power.
Drunk on power
yep.
problem. Okay, so what he's accused of, he goes on about how busy the court is, and they try and make excuses about, oh, wow, we're just overloaded and overworked. Of course, they're always overworked.
I know it'll solve that. They could get a bigger court building, hire more bureaucrats, and bring in a couple more judges.
Yeah,
expand
that
the bureaucracy.
Would fix it. That would fix it. One complaint came from a mother who went to Jones's court for her 16-year-old son over a speeding ticket. Jones had her handcuffed and arrested for contempt of court when she spoke up after Jones told her to shut your mouth,
oh,
the
geez.
Report said. Another complaint came...
Have a seat!
Oh, you don't question me, sir. That's my quote. Okay. Another complaint came from a man who requested a trial and was never notified of the date, resulting in an arrest warrant being issued against him.
Nice. Failure to appear.
He found out about it when he got a call from the county's collection law firm demanding payment of his fine.
Oh, man.
Navarro County Justice of the Peace Vicki Gray complained after her attempts to clear an improper arrest warrant issued by Jones went nowhere. A guy pleaded guilty in 2005. The JP collected half of the fine. This is Vicki Gray. And credited him for the remainder due to the time spent in jail. Gray sent Jones court the paperwork because he had issued the arrest warrants, but the warrants remained active. The
defendant, so wait a minute. This guy's paid. She says, you've been in jail. You're clear. Sends the paperwork over to the original court to say, hey, take care of this guy. He's been cleared. And they didn't do it.
Yeah. Well, and this is... This is somebody in the system. So, I mean, that's how bad it is. That's how little
yeah.
these guys care. And mm-hmm. that's why I guess he's got a judicial complaint from another justice of the peace.
Wow. You really have to cross some lines to have your own coworkers go after you in the bureaucracy. Normally they are buddy-buddy working hand-in-hand to fleece people. But, I mean, in this case, he's got his own people turning against him.
The defendant couldn't get any help from Jones's clerks, who had treated him rudely, the state report said. The following year, Ward sought Gray's help because the warrants still hadn't been cleared. This is the defendant. Hadn't been cleared, and Jones' clerk told him he owed over $900. So now they're still coming after him for the money that he has already paid.
Wow.
And that they're threatening him with arrest over. Unbelievable.
What about the bureaucrats? What about the clerks? I mean, do they bear any responsibility here? Clearly, the system isn't going after them at all.
They're
just following orders, so they're not culpable?
They have requirements to accept the paperwork, file it into the case, but it's the judge who, I believe, holds the responsibility here.
I see.
Okay. Among the complaints listed against Justice of the Peace Thomas Jones by the State Commission on Judicial Conduct.
Wait, there's still more complaints?
Oh, yeah. Well, this is going back on a few. There's several examples here of people that he has done wrong, and it's amazing.
We'll continue with this in a moment here. It's just one example of one courtroom somewhere in America. Someone's going to inevitably say, well, there's one of a bad apple, just a few bad apples. Most judges are good guys. Really? What is the system that they work for doing to people? How could you really be a good guy and spend your life hurting people who've never harmed others? Most of them haven't. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Welcome to your Big Idea Minute with Donnie Deutsch, offering you tips and advice on how to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true from the aha moment to your first million. Here's your host, business mogul, and CNBC personality, Donnie Deutsch.
If you aspire to be a great entrepreneur, you have to do it for the right reasons. Before you can even think about getting your first million, you must decide what you're going to offer your first customer. As Leslie Mayer, a senior fellow at the Wharton School and personal advisor to some of the top CEOs in the country, puts it, focus on the promise, not the prize. If you chase the money first, you'll be constantly off the mark. You'll hear that same advice from such top guys as Warren Buffett and Donald Trump. You can say it's just a rich person's perspective, but it's also true. If money was the answer, every wealthy man and woman would be blissfully happy. And we know that's not the case. For the Big Idea Radio Minute, I'm Donnie Deutsch.
For a transcript of this show and others, please visit DonnieDeutsch.com. Donnie Deutsch has inspired millions of entrepreneurs to realize their biggest dreams. Now, in his book, The Big Idea, How to Make Your Entrepreneurial Dreams Come True, from the aha moment to your first million, Deutsch draws not only on his own tremendous focus and expertise, but on that of dozens of the successful entrepreneurs whom he has interviewed. He's gathered all his knowledge together in this book to help you create your own enterprise. The Big Idea is your roadmap to the American dream. The Big Idea, by Donnie Deutsch, is available wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We have got updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Sam is telling us about a story out of Texas where one judge has had the heat brought on him a little bit by a lot of people complaining, including another one of the justices of the peace. So one of his coworkers even registering complaints against this guy. So it's gotten so hot and heavy, some sort of commission is finally reviewing the case. and they're considering what to do about it, which one of the three possibilities, or the three possibilities, are ignore this, let it go away, or to censure him, which basically means say, naughty boy, and publicly say, naughty boy. And then number three, to remove him from the bench.
Have the Supreme Court remove him from the bench. So you have to go all the way to the top.
So the Supreme Court could still reject it at that point, too.
Of course.
So what you're pointing out here is that there's all kinds of evidence of malfeasance and just corruption and wielding power and hurting people and just this laundry list of things this guy has allegedly done. And the worst that can happen to him is that he's removed from his job. And that's it.
That's it.
Whereas if any of the rest of us did anything to harm another person in our life, in the way that we do our business or in our transactions or in our daily life, we would be in severe trouble for that. We might face jail time. But this guy, nothing serious is going to happen to him. You were going to continue this list of things that he's alleged to have done.
Yeah, one of the 12 complaints against him, this is just one example. I thought this did a wonderful job of kind of summing the whole thing up.
These are only the people who've complained, I might point out. So for every one of these complaints, you can imagine there are probably at least 100 other individuals who have just had their lives crapped on.
Who have just left angry and got into the car, slammed the door, and left mad.
And they don't want to deal with it anymore.
Don't know what to do.
Yeah.
They don't know what to do. So one example, Robert Reitman Cervantes. In 2002, he was cited for speeding. He pled not guilty and requested a trial. In 2003, the wheels of justice moved quickly. Just before his trial, the prosecutor dismissed the case. In 2005, he received a collection letter from a law firm about his pending case. The letter demanded that he pay $221 within 10 days and warned him that he might be arrested.
Wow.
Reitman Cervantes called the court and spoke to a clerk who told him that his case had mistakenly been flagged as unresolved in the system and that, quote, it was the court's practice to send all such cases to collections without first verifying the accuracy of the information.
I mean, after all, if you are a government agency and you send an invoice to somebody, they're going to pay it. I mean, for the most part, odds are good. If it comes from some official-looking government bureaucracy, they're going to get out the checkbook and they're going to cut the check, even if they know it's wrong. Even if they know they've already paid it, or even if they're confused or whatever. It's just more worthwhile for them to just cut the check. If it's a couple hundred bucks, it's more worthwhile to cut the check than to have to call a lawyer and to have to go through whatever the process is to file some kind of complaint and deal with all that. Nobody wants to deal with this stuff. I don't blame them. I didn't want to do it either after they abused me.
And look at how long this has dragged on. This started in 2002, then hearing in 2003, and then
2005.
Yeah.
It's 2009 right now.
It's crazy. He had no idea. He's like, what? Ticket? 3 years? What? I mean, these aren't the biggest. This isn't the biggest thing that's going on in your life. It would be difficult to remember this.
Well, this is not Jones's fault. Jones told the Judicial Commission that there was no procedure in his court to check the accuracy of his clerk's computer entries before the county's collection firm is allowed to contact defendants.
We need an official procedure that requires active legislation. We're going to have to go through a process here, people.
Yeah, I mean, this is. I think this is typical of what goes on around the country with government. I mean, this is just one of the side effects. I don't think these clerks and these bureaucrats get up in the morning and think, aha, I'm going to mess with some citizens today and really stick it to them. This is what happens when you have people who are just not held accountable, who can do whatever they want, and you see what's happening right here from this story. The judge, not even the clerks can be rude as they want, and the judge might get a slap on the wrist.
Yep.
And it's happened three times. It's just, it's really sad.
If you've got any comments on this or you want to relate a similar experience, 800-259-9231, of course you can also bring up what you want. But to go back to my point about the bad apples, you know, because somebody that's maybe hearing this show for the first time and hasn't caught on to some of the themes of this program, what they might say to themselves, well, I mean, this is obviously a bad guy. I mean, clearly the evidence is there. They've been doing things that are wrong, but I don't hear stories like this about my town. This isn't going on where I live.
go watch the Court of Public Relations, a video that I put together that showed a judge acting exactly this way with me in a speeding case.
You can do that over at obscuredtruth.com. That's the site to see Sam's video work, and that again is obscuredtruth.com. But again, Sam, I mean, it could be a total fluke. I mean, just total coincidence. And besides, you're stirring things up. You brought a camera in there. I mean, you deserve that.
Well, he didn't know it was on. I carried it kind of swinging it around so that he wouldn't possibly think that I was filming that, mm-hmm. and I was.
So, but I mean, still, bad apple, total random chance. You just happened into another bad guy. That's
no,
on it was Texas.
I don't think so, because I had a speeding ticket earlier where I went in and tried the calibration defense, where you go in and you talk to them, you ask. There's case law out there that's established that says they have to do certain things when they set up a speed trap or whatever mm-hmm. station. They have to calibrate the device, all of these steps that they have to go through. I went in and questioned all that. The judge didn't care, railroaded me over, and threw me out. I was so fuming mad after that. I called up an attorney to see about an appeal, but in Texas, if you want to appeal a speeding ticket.
What's that cost?
Tens of thousands is what they
told me. To appeal a speeding ticket?
Yeah. If you want a lawyer to do it, because they've made the process so complex. And you know what the judge told me at the end? You can appeal it if you want, but the appeals process in Texas is very complex. Good luck.
Good Lord.
He knows.
They know how insulated they are.
It's stacked against you, and you've got no chance.
Right. So here you have a guy who is paid by state funds, you know, collecting
state
funds.
To protect and serve you.
Supposedly. To collecting the state funds from you. And the appeals process has been made so difficult and expensive that no one would do it in their right mind.
Yeah.
Unless it was to prove a point and had a whole bunch of disposable income.
The lawyer that I did, one of
There's
the lawyers.
There's a system that's going to work.
One of the lawyers that I did talk to knew this judge, knew exactly who he was, mm-hmm. told me about, well, the only thing you can do is file a complaint with a judicial conduct committee. I had no idea who they were. I did file a complaint. What they did is they looked over all of my allegations. They talked to somebody else in the courtroom who said that, oh, none of that stuff happened. Now, there were four people in the room, myself, the judge, the prosecutor, and the bailiff. Who do you think they talked to?
Not you.
Yeah, the bailiff. The bailiff is who they went and talked to, and he's there. He doesn't work directly for the court. Bailiffs are supposed to be independent. They are there to keep order in the courtroom, and if anybody breaks the law, it is their job to arrest that person, whether it's me
or whether it's
the judge.
Right. Right.
It is not supposed to matter, but... Because they're in there.
That does not happen.
They're in there every day with these guys, and they become buddy-buddy.
And they don't feel that way. I mean, they feel like the judge is their boss, and that anything the judge says is the holy order.
They are scared of those judges, I tell you.
Right, and the fact is, essentially, the bailiffs are the judge's minions. They're his army, his small little army.
That's the reality of it.
That's the reality of it.
All right, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Your calls coming up about anything, 800-259-9231.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible. Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, including the wiki. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com is like the listener editable version of our website. You can go there and edit virtually anything you see. So enjoy wiki.freetalklive.com. To your phone calls, we go to Sean, listening to WIMS. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, wait, I'm sorry. Are you in Louisiana or in Indiana, rather?
Indiana.
Okay, very good. You are listening to WIMS. Go ahead, sir.
Yes. This happened probably the beginning of the year, last year. Me and my wife were going to get married, and I specifically took a day off so we could go up to the courthouse and get the marriage license and everything. We got there. We were running a little bit late because of weather and stuff like that. When we got there, it was 4:45. We went into the courthouse, went up to where they do the marriage licenses, and the lady wouldn't do it because she said it would take too long.
Ah, customer service. It's so good with the government folks, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Lovely. You know, government's supposed to serve the people. Well, I mean, come on. If it's going to, you know, she said, oh, it'll take 20 minutes. I'm like, well, that's 10 minutes past 5. Can't you guys, you know, do this? I took a whole day off of my job, you know, so
wow.
I'm losing a day's pay just to get this done.
Don't get paid overtime for that. Come on.
And what did she say to you on that one?
She says, I'm sorry, but I can't do it. I will not do it. You're just going to have to come back at a later date.
That's right. My union rules prohibit me from working one moment beyond 5 o'clock.
Did they not marry you on that day?
Well, we weren't going to get married. We were just going to get the license.
Okay.
And like I said, you know, she said, well, it's going to take too long. So we can't do it.
Did you not get it on that day?
No, we couldn't get it done that day.
My wife is more pressing than I am.
And you took
the day off of work and you didn't show her a $50 bill to see if you could get her to stay around?
Exactly. I guess that's what I should have done, but, you know, I figured, well, you know, at my job, if I'm a mechanic, and if I'm working a customer's car and they're waiting for it to get done, and if I have to stay a little bit past 5 o'clock, so be it, to get that guy back out on the road. But, I mean, come on, 5-10 minutes just to fill out some paperwork and we're out of there.
Well, the reason why you have to do that at your job is because you're not the only car repair shop in town, and somebody else could, then that person could go to another mechanic next time, and you might lose their business next time around. So you've got an incentive to make sure you give them good customer service and you take care of them. Whereas this lady, her job is not going to be affected one iota whether you come in at 5 o'clock or whether you come in at 8 a.m. She's got her job to do. Whenever it is, she'll get around to doing what she needs to do when she gets around to it, and you'll wait. And you'll put a smile on your face, because if you cop an attitude with her, she'll call the cops. Then they're going to come down, and you're going to be the one with the problem at that point. And she knows it. She knows that she
exactly.
has no obligation to help you at all. She doesn't give a damn. She claims she's sorry, but is she really sorry? She gets to go home right at 5.
Right, and she wasn't pleasant about it either.
I bet. So, and besides, what can you do? I mean, can you register a complaint with her bureaucracy? If you went up the chain to the management, they'd tell you the same thing. If you went to the administrators, they'd say, well, sir, you did arrive at 4:45, and this is a 20-minute process. So we're sorry, but well, you're just going to have to be on time next time.
Well, if you know their laws and you point out to them that they are not following their own rules, then you can pull out the phone and call the police or threaten to, and that might get their attention.
So easy to
say,
Sam.
Yeah, but then they'll backlash on you.
That's true.
Right. Nobody knows the laws, and I guess what you really just have to understand is that when you're going to deal with bureaucracy, you should take the whole day off and start at 9 a.m. because you're going to when you go into a bureaucracy, you have to expect a line, and you have to expect incompetence, and you have to expect to be passed off to some other bureaucracy or some other bureaucrat in another building. You have to expect to go over there. I mean, you really have to expect to spend all day at the bureaucracy, even if it ends up just taking 20 or 30 minutes. You really have to plan it that way. So, I mean, unfortunately, that's the reality of the situation. They're completely insulated from any kind of consequences for treating you like this, and of course, my question for you is, why do you want to get a marriage license?
Well, this is the first time we got married, and you got to go get a marriage license. So that's what we, that's
who
what we did.
That?
If we didn't know we had to, didn't need one, then we probably wouldn't have.
Who told you needed to get one?
Her mother did, and my parents did.
Tradition.
Well, yes, it is a tradition, and a lot of parents will look down upon not having a license as though that somehow it makes your marriage illegitimate.
Well, that's what they did.
Well, that is what they did, and they feel like you should go through the same exact steps, that you should suffer the same abuse, that you should pay the same same fines or taxes, because that is all it is. It's just a tax for them to give you a piece of paper. And, I mean, does the government marriage license make it so you love your partner more?
No, I wouldn't say so. Like I said, if they said we didn't need to do it, we probably wouldn't have done it.
Now, of course, the question is, do you need to do it at all? And the answer is no, unless you want the specific legal perks that can come from having a marriage license. And they do make it so that there are some benefits. Mark, you got married with a government license because of some sort of insurance benefit or something like that. So there are some reasons to do it. But, of course, in the long run, if you end up getting a divorce, then you're owned by the government divorce process. And that can be a real hard time on people. Whereas working outside that system, you could still go to a church, you could still have a marriage ceremony, you could still go through the motions, you could still pledge yourself to another individual, you could still write a contract with that other individual, but you don't need to have a government marriage license to love somebody else. It's a myth, and it's just another way for the state to extract money and obedience from you and to control you in the long run.
I agree with that. I think, however, it's a good idea to have a contract in order to live with people, to exclude certain behavior and include certain behavior.
I'm all in favor of contractual relationships, if that's the direction you want to go.
The problem is the government will still step in with common law, don't they? Common law
there
marriage.
There are some states where they claim
state,
that.
But,
there
are certain rules that apply, and I know they vary. It's
once children come into the picture, you've got the paternity issues, and it's all downhill from there as far as the government's very thorough in the family court.
Sean, thanks for the story tonight. Really appreciate hearing from you there. Calling from WIMS.
No problem. I've been listening to you guys a long time, and it's the first time I call. Keep up the good work.
Awesome. Yeah, hey, thank you for that. I'd like to encourage those of you listening to this show on the radio, to call up the local talk station that's carrying the program and talk to the program director or the general manager and give them, you know, let them know that you appreciate them airing Free Talk Live. WIMS, I am a huge fan of. They are one of our weekday affiliates that actually carries us live. I mean, not that I don't appreciate those affiliates that delay broadcast the show, but it's nice to be live and get people like Sean listening and calling in and participating. So big thanks to WIMS and the rest of the great radio affiliates carrying this program. By the way, we announced three brand new affiliates today. They're not on tonight, but they did come on for our Saturday show here in New Hampshire. So expanding the show out to Manchester and the Seacoast in New Hampshire on the WGIR Trimalcast. So
cool.
Pretty exciting. 800-259-9231 to Sincere, listening in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sincere.
Hello?
You are on the air.
Yes. This is actually directed towards Mark.
Yes.
I told Mark I would call in. And I was the one that was saying that the guy that's on the message board, Officer Liberty, telling him he should quit his job because once he found out what he's doing is wrong, he should quit his job. And there's other ways to help people without, you know, also having to take away people's rights and, you know, basically arresting people that were in crimes that had no victim. Yes. And I said, just like when I found out in the military, I did everything I could do to not get deployed again because I realized I was reducing people's rights. And that whole concept of defending my country by offensively attacking people that have nothing to do with anything is wrong. And you were saying, well, I should have just quit then and there. And I was
no,
like, well,
I didn't make that recommendation, Sincere, on the BBS. I know what you're referring to. I did not recommend. However, I was simply pointing out that you guys were, you know, holding the Officer Liberty to a very high moral standard on the BBS. And if you didn't quit immediately, then you weren't holding yourself to that same moral standard. I think you should have finished your deployment in the same way that you did, and I think you made the right moves. However, the question, I think the larger question here is, should a person who believes in liberty be a police officer at all? And
but my thing was this, though. He was saying that, well, I can't choose whether to disregard the rules that I do. If you want me to stop arresting people for smoking weed, then you need to get people to change the laws about it. Like, he was basically trying to take the onus off himself and try to hold other people to the ultimate responsibility. When he's the one that's arresting them, he's the one that sees people smoking.
I believe that. Yeah, I'm with you, Sincere. I believe that's a cop-out, and we just encountered that recently, Sam and I, with Lieutenant Maxfield here in Keene. Let's keep this conversation going. More with Sincere and your calls about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer. And they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. 629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
People around the world are testifying that their cataracts are quickly disappearing like magic thanks to CanSee. The original CanSee eye drop used in clinical trials maintains that only the original unadulterated formula is effective in reducing, reversing, and slowing the occurrence of senile cataract. CanSee can also assist in lowering the intraocular pressure associated with glaucoma. CanSee is beneficial for contact lens disorders, to treat corneal disorders, combat eye strain, Kinney's computer vision syndrome, and more. People enjoying the benefits while using CanSee report no side effects, and the drops are gentle and don't cause eye burning. With regular use, people using CanSee drops report a difference in their vision in as little as 30 days, and some have their cataracts completely disappear within months. CanSee, that's can-letter C, is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call if you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can AMP. Join the Advertise, Market, and Promote program that we have and send us $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more Internet listeners on board around the world and spreading the message of freedom as far and as wide and as fast as possible. You get perks as well, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com.
Have the stories of civil disobedience here in New Hampshire touched, moved, and inspired you, but you're unable for whatever reason to be involved? Well, now you can. The Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org allows you to care for these brave men and women by financially supporting them while they face down the organizations that operate through violence and coercion. cdevolution.org.
800-259-9231. We go back to Sincere in Illinois. Sincere, you're recapping a conversation that went on the Free Talk Live BBS between you and Officer Liberty, who's a younger, I guess you were involved as well, Mark, but Officer Liberty, a younger policeman who has just started on the police force in, I don't know, Minnesota or something like that. And you guys had gotten into it because you were saying that, well, once you discovered what liberty was and what it meant when you were in the military, you understood that you had to leave as soon as possible. And you said that you believe that Officer Liberty, if he really believes in liberty, should also quit his job. And, Mark, you jumped in pointing out that, well, if Sincere was really serious about what he was saying, he would have left the first day instead of waiting till his time ran out. And so you were saying that, well, Sincere was holding Officer Liberty to a higher standard than he was holding himself to?
I think I pretty thoroughly owned Sincere on that particular point, and that's not...
No, you didn't. And I'm going to tell you why you didn't, though. There's a reason why you didn't, because here's the key difference. If Officer Liberty quit today, if he were to quit today, he could turn in his gun in his bed,
yep,
put it on the table and said, I'm out. And
yep,
guess what? There is no legal ramifications they could do. They can't go, oh, well, since you want to quit, let's throw you in the brig for 2 years. That's mm-hmm. what would have happened to me. I would have served the rest of my time from 2005 on to 2007 in the brig. There was nothing to gain from that. What's the gain from another black man being in jail? Whoopsie-doo! That's not going to be any freedom-loving thing. There's not going to be any parade and march and protest about that. It's going to be... It's
well,
just
so
like
what you're saying is that You can accomplish more for liberty by being in your job and doing your job than by being out of the military and doing what's moral by your standards.
I did what Ian told me to do because I called in then.
No, because
Ian was like, it's good. No, you did 3 years ago. 4 years ago, actually, you told me it's good to have somebody inside and maybe you could throw a monkey wrench in the stuff. So I pretty much worked ineffectively. Slowly, basically, I just did a
work slow
down. Basically, I tried to screw up stuff as much as I could.
Oh, that's not unusual. All the bureaucrats do.
That's standard procedure.
So, I don't want to go after you on that particular point. If anybody wants to look at that conversation and add to it, they can go to the BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com, search for the word pasta in the last 10 days, and you will come up with those with that. that particular.
My thing is, my job. I didn't have to every day. I wasn't every day going out harming people and taking away people's rights. I was in the States for a good 90% of the time. Anytime I did go back to Iraq, it was only on fact-finding missions, and I'd only go for a couple days. I carried a gun, but I'd have to shoot it because I was with a general, and no one attacked the general. The highest person ever to get killed in Iraq was a colonel, and there's only been one. So, like, it was I didn't have to worry about.
if this cop follows your advice and he quits today, what's the result on policing? What's the impact?
Nothing, obviously.
Nothing. Hold on. You've got a cop in there that understands the ideas of liberty.
He's still doing wrong things. It doesn't matter.
Hold on. He's got some discretion in how he does his job. He can certainly address problems in a different way than one of these rookie cops who is right out of the academy and gung-ho, let's go get him. When he leaves, you've got more of the bad guys, so to speak, in there doing the job.
Okay,
how can you say there's no impact?
Here's the thing, though. Here's the twist, though. It doesn't matter who arrests me. If I have a crack rock in my pocket, it doesn't matter who arrests me, whether you're racist or whether you're a hardcore libertarian. If you arrest me for that crack rock in my pocket, I don't care what your beliefs are. You're still harming a person in a victimless crime.
Right.
I agree with you. The point sincere that it doesn't really matter if a liberty-oriented person, a person who believes in liberty, is doing the same things that a person who doesn't.
He would. That's the thing. He said he doesn't care.
No doubt that he's doing the wrong thing. But I'd like to point out, I mean, Sam, when you and I were out at the marijuana protest over the weekend, Lieutenant Shane Maxfield came out and was one of the arresting officers. Andrew Carroll was there holding marijuana in his hand, obviously not harming anybody. And Lieutenant Maxfield came out and he did the wrong thing by arresting our friend for possessing marijuana. All that said, though, if I'm going to be arrested for possessing a crack rock, I'd rather have Lieutenant Maxfield doing it than some hothead who's going to smash my head against the pavement. I mean, there is a difference between these people. And I'm not defending what Maxfield did. He was wrong.
I completely.
My thing is this. I don't want to try to turn it to race, but like other people were saying about, you know, how the guy got killed in San Francisco by the that cop a week ago. My thing is this. As a black man, I run that risk of getting shot regardless. I don't care. Like, it doesn't, like, you never hear about black police officers running out shooting white kids that are unarmed and helpless. It's going to be a black guy getting shot by a white cop. And so if it's a white cop, I'm screwed. Like, to me, in my mind, it's automatically a wrap. Like,
not
I just know I'm
going to
get shot. Like,
racist.
I in my mind, I'm going to get shot.
I mean,
and
look,
I've lived down in the South
sincere. I've lived in the South, and I know there are a lot of white racist cops out there, but they're not all racist.
But it's not the South, though. Even in Chicago, when Obama won the election, the police were literally doing drive-by pepper spraying. Like, they were pepper spraying people that were out celebrating. I laughed at it, too. Don't even feel bad if I laugh, but I laughed. It was so funny to me. But they were doing that, like, in Chicago.
I completely agree with you. I don't like what they are doing. I don't agree with it. I don't appreciate some of the things that they do. And at the same time, I talk to them and I'm friends with some of them and I say, look, I think you should do what you think is best because that's what I am going out and doing. And we just have differences of opinions. And what it comes down to is it's my job to educate and enlighten these people to the ideas of liberty so that one day they can see that, hey, there is a better way to do this and they can choose something different. Right now, Most cops are so stuck in their mentality of right and wrong, of good and bad, of there's the law and
the law's
and
right.
There's a process for changing the laws, and you got to use the system to change the system. Well, guess what? I think it's the process for changing the laws that is broken. How is it I'm supposed to fix that?
If the system's broken, how can you change a broken law, basically? And my thing is this. The thing that really boiled down to me about Officer Lee was this. He had stated that he wanted to join the SWAT team. Now, you know how we feel about this SWAT team.
Oh, boy.
Like, I want to use something that Rob uses by
the
calling them Jack Blue Indians.
Yeah,
you know, Jack Blue Little Mobocracy, you know? So, he's really trying to go hardcore about it. Like,
right. I totally get the SWAT team part of it.
That's
that
really
bothers
bad.
Me. But wait a second. Isn't it superior to have a liberty-oriented individual?
I don't know.
A second before you
kicking
answer
in your door.
Question,
door,
they're
going to
put a gun in my head. I don't care. Like I said, they're going to put a gun in my head.
All right, we're just going to throw a fit. Let him talk.
So let's say the liberty-oriented individual makes a stated promise to his, you know, in his heart or to his liberty friends, I'm not going to shoot anybody's dog. Okay? I mean,
What about shooting me? I mean, I'm sorry. I know what you're saying, Mark, and I see where you're coming from, but when you're getting to that point, then, and maybe we're just talking about a difference of degrees here, maybe I'm completely wrong on this, but you've got a liberty-oriented cop doing SWAT team raids. I think you need to draw a line somewhere, and because then you've got a liberty-oriented cop who's surrounded by a bunch of other adrenaline junkies. They're all kicking in the door, and inevitably his adrenaline's going to be high and running anyway. Somebody makes a move that's a little bit questionable.
That story,
he pulls a gun,
Ian,
and he pops somebody accidentally.
That story you read about
my thing is, it's like being a liberty-oriented racist. Like, you can't do that. Like, you can't be liberty-oriented. I want freedom for all, just not this sector.
Sincere,
like,
thanks for the call tonight. We really appreciate it, as always, dude.
That story that you read about the woman who had the infant in her arms and was shot by one of the SWAT team members.
Yeah.
What didn't get mentioned on the air is the reason he fired is because he heard gunshots. The gunshots he heard were from his buddies downstairs shooting the dog.
He thought that
the lady was returning fire at him, and that's why he shot her. So mistakes like that can happen. The SWAT teams are pretty much, they're bad news. I talked to the Plano police SWAT team, and they were tormenting me. They took pleasure in it.
What is this? The next question is, okay, so he decides not to go on the SWAT team. Will that stop the SWAT team?
No, it's not going to stop the SWAT team, but it would stop him from getting into a situation like that and really doing something terrible.
I understand what you're saying, but one can make the same argument from the police department. The same argument that holds true for being on the police department or being in the military or being on the SWAT team. It's all the same.
It's a matter of degrees, I guess.
It is a matter of degrees.
It is a matter of degrees.
I'd rather have a cop that promised not to shoot my dog.
800-2... Well, we're done. Yeah, the show's over. I wish we could continue this conversation. Inevitably, we will at another time. It's been Ian here with you.
And same I am.
And it's a tough issue. Marketizing the police would solve this problem.
And don't forget, we got Scott Horton interview right after the show. Stay on the...
Podcast
on
only.
FreeTalkLive.com.
Yep. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
I am so...